What's up? Wait,
this is a legit. Oh, it's right now. Oh, cool.
We're podcasting. What's up, folks? Oh. That's all, folks. I'm here with Ronnie.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's me, Ronnie. Good to be here. Good to be here. You're right now. This is pretty cool that you can just do this like this.
Nice. Yeah, I'm a long time user of this app. It used to be called Anchor until like 2 months ago. Now it's called Spotify for Podcasters because Spotify bought this app.
They joined.
Anchor got merged with them, and then they were like, fuck it, we're just dropping the word Anchor.
I heard the podcasts are pretty huge on Spotify now, so this would make
sense. This is,
that they were trying to do a merger.
Yeah, I was an early adopter of this app. I love it because it makes it easy for me to record a podcast and post it. And basically, it just looks like a normal podcast, but it's kind of just me talking. So, like, it's funny that it's so easy for me to make something that can, like, be alongside, like, the New York Times Daily.
And be so accessible.
And but that's not, like, unpopular or anything, but I like to do it. And I was meaning to, one of my New Year's resolutions was to do more. Because I let it, I slacked last year. I didn't do much at all. Maybe I was like depressed or something. But I did a couple. I did a couple earlier this year, like down in Florida when I was still down there. But then when I came up to Ohio, I stopped completely. I did one. The last one I did was all about this like last situation with this girl that I was liminal over.
And
that was like ghosting me and like and then I just kind of recounted. Happened good. In my love life.
Oh yeah.
Up yeah, until that viewers. Point.
Perfect.
For the viewers. Not really.
Not really for the viewers, but it's definitely for the the space it provides. The process.
I was really just telling my brother about it and then recording that.
And then it just happened.
Conversation.
Hell yeah. Perfect. Well, it's good to know this app though, because I've literally been wanting to do a podcast for long.
So what have you wanted to do a podcast about?
So me and my best friend from back home, Bren, we had this idea years ago when we first met. And it's simple. Well, at first it just stemmed from, all right, we kind of think our conversations were a little funny. We're like, haha, we could do a podcast. But then my friend pointed out, wait, you kind of know a lot of like obscure facts or at least a general idea about a lot of obscure topics. Why don't you start talking about it? And I was like,
yeah,
honestly, I would fucking love to, but I had never.
You don't have the technical knowledge.
I don't.
But now you do. Yeah. Did you have to download this app or did you just like follow a link?
I literally just put in my name and my email and then it's like, all right, here you go.
Okay. This is my first time just sending a link to somebody not on the app. So I was wondering how that actually worked.
Yeah. When you sent me the link, I was like, wait, is this live right now? And then, yeah, here I am.
It's super easy. I could edit it, but I usually don't. I like to keep them raw style.
Exactly. Just put it out there for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's just, I hate it. I'm an editor for my job and it's kind of like me on my off time. I'm like, fuck editing.
Yeah. No, exactly. Myself. Like,
even though I know editing. This would benefit from an edit. There's no doubt about that.
No, for sure.
But I think the good thing about this is how raw it is. And I kind of like raw ass.
Exactly. Podcasts. Just the, yeah. Hell yeah.
Personally, I like
no, them. Personally, same. I'm agreeing with you. Hell yeah.
So do we have to explain who you are? Like, I moved up to Ohio to like work on some music with my friend, visit with my friend. He went on tour. Anyway, I got introduced to like all of his friend group, which was mostly like 25-year-olds who work at bars. And then one of his best friends, Riley, his cousin moved up here, and that's you,
Ron. It's me.
Up here from Florida.
The Carolinas. I just moved here from the Carolinas. Sorry.
But you consider yourself a Florida girl at heart.
Oh, I'm a Floridian through and through, for sure.
She's central, upper central Florida.
You already know.
Whereas down when I was there, I was down on the Gulf Coast, South retiree zone.
Hell
is the upper part retiree?
Yes, that's where. So they like to go along the upper coast for sure. They fucking love that shit. They eat that shit up.
I know they like all the coast, but central, I wouldn't imagine they would go there.
No,
I guess it's like if you don't have the budget for the coast, you go to the center because you just want it to be warm.
And even then, I feel like central Florida, it's a different crowd of Floridians. I feel like it's your truest form of Floridians. It's your gritty, mechanics who get their material from the fucking scrap yard down the street, and it's your fucking hillbillies going to Dollar General, and you're just everyone just doing crazy shit. Like, that's what is in Central Florida.
I've never been there. How close were you to, like, the villages?
The villages. So, actually, fun fact, I would say I claim Ocala, Florida as my... I'd say most of my roots come from there, so I claim it as my hometown, which isn't good, mind you. That's not something to brag about in any way. The villages is about 30 minutes away from Ocala, Florida. And as you clearly know, based on you mentioning it, they are STD capital of the U.S., right?
That's what I heard, but no, I don't know true. If that's confirmed. I didn't know. I haven't done the research on that to confirm it, but they at least have a big problem with it because it's like a bunch of old people and they're just like...
Fucking.
There's a big, heavy swinger culture there.
Huge. Have I told you my villages story?
I've no, never... wait. Hold on. Let me just finish saying you moved up here.
Oh, yeah.
You moved up here. We started talking. Guess what? We're kind of best friends now.
We're kind of homies. We're literally, yeah. No, literally. Which, BFF,
to,
for real.
To put it, to like, it is strange. I was saying the other day to you that I'm friends with the 22-year-old.
Yeah.
Right
yeah,
now as yeah. a 36-year-old. But yeah. it doesn't.
It
hasn't really.
And we didn't, I don't even think we even asked that. Here. I don't even think the age thing was, we didn't even really think
about it for so long. I didn't know until the other
long.
Day. Yeah.
You had been my friend for too long at that point. You're like, oh shit, like, well, okay.
So I don't know if that means that you were super mature or if I'm super immature or what.
So not to like blow not smoke brag, up my own whatever, mature. But I kind of am going to chalk it up to me being mature because my entire life, I've always seemed to gravitate towards an older crowd in general. My mom was born in 1970. Okay. And not saying, obviously, I know you're not that old, but I was raised with her, like, you know, like going around, like doing her thing. Yeah, and my siblings are way older than me. I'm like, there's like a 10-year age gap as well. So when I was like a kid, they were teenagers and I was like, you know, fucking running around with them. And I kind of have just become this being who can actually withhold conversations. So yeah, and hence why we're friends, I assume.
Yeah, I guess so. I really thought I was just super immature.
I mean, yeah. Hey, if you want to chalk it up, hey, you know,
I don't know.
You know, you can chalk it up to that too.
I think it's probably it's a gotta mixture. It's got to be a factor.
Dang, but to say it's solely based on immaturity, like there has to be some.
No. Okay. I think it
has to be a mix.
It's a combo.
It has to be for sure. That's good. At least it's a combo.
So did we, well, tell me the villages story.
Oh yeah. We got
to. So the villages, just to also for the audience doesn't know, the villages is like, it's the biggest retirement community in the United States, maybe in the world. I mean, I don't know.
But it's huge.
It's huge. You have to be 65 or older to live there.
Yeah.
Maybe it's 55.
Have you ever been through?
I've never gone there, no. But I heard it was just like a big swinger capital because everybody's like, fuck it, we're old. Let's just fuck.
So,
and that's it. I don't know if there's anything else to say about it other than it's like really fun. They have like, you know, they have like events and shit like that. It probably it's like kind of like a resort, like essentially a big giant resort town.
So I've been there one time and I had a friend who worked there. So when I went, I was passing through, I think with family for some reason. And so we went to this Mexican restaurant, and at this place, for one, there was some form of some music event going on, whatever. It was late at night and there was this older couple and they were getting down. They were feeling themselves for sure. Like when I tell you, I saw pineapple like things on these people, like they were really trying to put it out there, like, hey, like,
yeah, and
we're down.
Tell the audience if they don't know, I guess pineapples are like a swinger code, like if you put pineapples anywhere it's like we fuck.
And so apparently I saw this TikTok side reel real quick, And if you put the pineapple upside down, it means you're down to fuck in that very moment.
Oh, which is kind of crazy. I'd heard upside down pineapple, but I didn't know it was like
it's like
pineapple regular. It's like, yeah, we're into that stuff. But pineapple upside down is like, I'm ready now.
Oh, no.
Hey, we are back, so, folks.
We're back. It randomly made me sign up for an account.
Oh.
So.
Did you?
I did. So now I have an account.
They got you now.
So we're fine. So it's all.
Are you on speakerphone? Like, what's up with this? Where are you? How are you doing this?
Yeah, it's on speaker. Like, this is. I'm just on my phone.
Can I make a small request?
Yes, I'll do whatever I got to do.
Get on to. Do you have any, like, air?
Yeah, I got AirPods right here.
Like, the wireless, like, Bluetooth kind?
Yeah.
I guess throw those on, see how those sound. But I'm like hearing my own voice, and I'm trying to think about the listener here.
Okay, one second.
I don't usually give a fuck about the listener, but
in case.
Well, at least, like, I've never really done this. Like I said, this is the first time I sent like a link to somebody without an account, and so we are. I am kind of like Anchor/Spotify for podcasters, beta tester on all their shit. I don't know if you're just talking right now. And we're back, folks. What's up?
Hello.
Yeah, all right. I can hear you. So
I had to sign back in and pick a new microphone setting, and now we're in. God, but now it's done. Now we're fucking done with that.
Okay, so this is as technical as it gets. So you can start your podcast, you know?
No, literally. And can you hear me better? Like, is this?
I think it's good. It's good. You sound like you're on AirPods for sure. Okay,
I am. So it's slightly better. Do you still hear the feedback?
It's slightly shitty, I'll say, because AirPods are like Bluetooth and they're like kind of in the side of your head rather than in front of your mouth. It's not the best mic placement, but it's better than hearing my echoey voice for sure. All right,
okay, we'll figure audience, it out eventually.
Let's take the audience back to the villages. You're at the villages.
Let's take them back. Yeah,
and you saw, what was it, a couple, and they had an upside down pineapple. Where?
So they didn't actually, they had pineapples on. It wasn't an upside down pineapple. I was just telling people the information about the upside down pineapple.
Oh, I thought
but
something
they had, okay. No, they had pineapple they just had things pineapples. On.
They were they adorned pineapple with pineapples.
On. Like, she had a shirt on and earrings, and obviously, like, he's wearing some tropical shirt. Like,
I'm trying to think, like, have I ever owned anything pineapple, like, by accident?
And if people have tried to like kind of
did people ever lady. People ever draw the parallel between like SpongeBob, like was SpongeBob something going on there, like,
so were there any pineapples going lived, on there?
No, I'm oh, saying he, did. He lived in a pineapple under the sea.
You know they did, they definitely did for sure. Someone let's has put
a, and let's put a pin in that living under the sea in a pineapple thought for a minute too, because we're gonna come back to that.
We definitely have to come back to that. You already know.
So SpongeBob was a swinger, and that's
SpongeBob probably is a swinger. I mean, it makes sense. He seems to be very at ease all the time. Like, he's living
He seems to be able to float in all kinds of different circles.
That's what I'm saying. He's just going through. Doesn't necessarily have someone, but like that doesn't mean
we don't, he's not like in after the episode ends.
Yeah.
He doesn't go to Mr. Krabs' house and like,
you already know. You went to Mr. Krabs.
I'm saying every Patrick, character but... in the show. Oh, you think Patrick. Okay.
I was thinking Patrick. I was thinking they probably had
some. For some reason I thought they were just friends.
You just thought they were friends, like just homies, like, but there was like that slight questioning aspect though. Like, they're such great homies.
Sure. I think they probably experimented. I feel like they 100% experimented.
Like, at that point, why wouldn't they have?
They live, but I just think like they're having one of their giggle fits, like hee 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 hee. And then like one thing leads to another. They suck each other's dicks, and like afterward they feel weird. They're like, let's not do that again. But
still homies.
Definitely, sure. It was probably weird for like a little while.
But actually, the Mr. Crab thing for sure makes way more sense now.
I just feel like
they're dynamic.
For some reason, I pictured him best with everybody in the show. Like,
yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, there was a lot. There was a lot going on there with all of them. A lot of elements.
Mrs. Puff, Sandy, for sure.
Oh, Sandy. For sure. No,
and also living under Sandy's home is also, we need to put a pin in Sandy's home. Her bubble.
Oh, it worked. Oh God. We need to I need to hurry up with this village issue so we can get to the real plot point here. So they were just dancing. They had this pineapple stuff going on, you know, like they're vibing, whatever, and I'm chilling, and like everyone's really drunk, and like this whole big group of like old people come in, and like the dynamic of it was so interesting because not only did they just seem so free, just so carefree, but it felt like I was looking at a group of like 16-year-olds just all getting like just the excitement, like, and I could tell whatever happened post, like, and the thing is this group of people went up to this couple. So clearly they all know each other, probably they're swinger buddies. They are having the time of their fucking lives. Like, I can just tell, like, even though, yes, they might be getting chlamydia and syphilis, they go, they pop that pill, and after a week, they're good to go. And they're just going back at it. Because, like, they're having clearly so much fun. So, Wasn't necessarily anything crazy, just more so their dynamic. I witnessed for sure. Yeah,
I definitely don't. I'm not kink shaming. I do think it's funny. No. It's a funny situation.
I mean, they deserve it. You know?
I would for sure.
Yeah, like I can't know. Like literally, like
that. Do you think
so carefree?
Do you think that you, at when you're an old person, that you find old people hot? Like, do you think you're?
I've been thinking about that. Like, I had that thought. Like, dang, is it gonna change? Like. Because right now, I don't think I would need to find a very specific type of a fellow old person. But I'm hoping, as with age, you know, because your body will start to reflect a certain type of appearance, even no matter, I mean, yeah, you can try and do all these fucking things and like, yeah, like you can still be a baddie at that age, but let's not change the fact, let's not ignore the fact that you are aging. There's some things that
you can't change.
No.
But do you think you just that you actually like in your mind you lower the I hate to say lower the bar, but you would lower the bar. But do you feel like that even that you could forget that you lowered the bar, that you could become satisfied with this new
So I think you can trick yourself.
I hope so. That's all I hope.
No, I actually believe you can. I think you can program your brain to enjoy things. Like if you force yourself to do something repetitively, weirdly you can gain this sense of like
I guess
relationship with it.
I guess also like it's if you're fucking throughout your life,
yeah,
you're gradually getting to that point. You know what I mean? Yes. If you're dating somebody like within your age bracket ish, like you eventually will get used to it. I guess it's like an easing into it.
Especially if you're with the same person, it's like okay,
yeah,
like
you kind of you might not
naturally
notice it.
Occurring there. Yeah, for sure. I mean, I want it. I want to say right now in this moment, yes, because that's what I want for myself. I want that to be the case so bad.
I hope so, and I mean. Yeah, I'd like to ask the villagers people.
Maybe start training ourselves, you know, start thinking about it more, like start more accepting of it. like just kind of like
go to the villages once a year.
Oh, God.
Wear a condom and use a dental dam. Oh, just like make a whole outfit out of dental dams and just
and just be like, hey.
Go to an orgy.
Oh, they would love that, wouldn't they? Yeah, no. Who knows, actually? Who knows where I'll end up? It could be the villages one day. We'll see. We'll see for sure.
So,
but yeah, the villagers is a crazy place for sure. Crazy place. Yeah.
I'm going to see. Let me see if I can copy and paste this link. I'm going to see if I can get my brother in here to talk about this
submarine. The submarine.
Talking submersible. I'm saying we're talking submersible.
Yeah. Because there's a lot to unpack there.
She's an expert.
I'm gonna hit this
dab in this transitional phase.
That happens a lot in our podcast. Actually, we don't usually hit dabs. We usually are just like smoking weed, some type. We take an edible. Which, God, does that make the podcast better? I don't know.
I think it. I don't know.
I feel like lately, every time I smoke weed, I think I turn into like sort of a geek.
So it enhances
my mind.
Like, yeah, like, so it.
I don't mean. More. I guess I mean geek in a bad way. Well, and in a good way and a bad way. Meaning, like, I do like to drill into the nitty gritty of like sort of like details of shit. But like, I think whenever I'm around other people and doing that it's like I'm almost like going off on like an autistic like wormhole or something.
No, for sure. Understandable. Yeah, it makes you your thoughts aren't flowing necessarily as cohesively as you would like to present. No,
I go off on like little like whimsical branches and try to take other people there, and I think it comes across as like kind of insane.
Hey, well, honestly, I can't say that I don't disagree with you in that sense, because, yeah, no, if I were to hit it a couple more times, I would definitely be at that exact same.
You'd be a little more whimsical.
I would be a lot more whimsical, and can't, if we're talking submarines, like, you know, it's got to be, there's a lot of thoughts here. I've been kind of hyper-fixating on this, submarine. So it's autistic.
This is gonna really, well, but everybody kind of was, not everybody, but it seemed like it was a national fascination. And the funny thing about it is, I think I told you, like, I was like on a long ass date one day, and then the next day I just like camped by myself and didn't look at the news or my phone or anything.
No.
For like almost 2 days, and that's kind of when the height of the submersible shit was going down. And this is going to timestamp this podcast so hard, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
into the future. This is like
carbon dating. Exactly. This is
exactly
in the moment when it was occurring.
June, like the late June 2023, exactly. That this conversation is going down.
And I think it's so crazy that was your experience with hearing about the submarine, because it's exactly parallel to James Cameron's experience in 2001 when he went down there on that submarine to go eat dinner on the front deck of the Titanic with the main lead from Twister. They went down there, ate food, came back up. And everyone, the entire crew, is just standing around in shock. Yeah, because it was cool that they did that, but because the Twin Towers had just fallen and that 9/11 had just occurred. And that James Cameron was just down there chilling on the Titanic and came up and some awful tragedy had occurred. And yeah, I'd say that's kind of parallel to you, you know, like entering your solitude era.
Yeah.
And then coming out.
When I came out of it, they were still talking about, they were still like, oh, they could be alive. Like, we could go rescue them. But I mean,
that was all alive.
So what do you think? Do we need to like do a quick, like, here's what happened for the audience in case this is in the future and they don't know what happened? Like, should I give them a 101? I'm going to do the fastest 101 I can think of.
All right, and if you miss anything pivotal, I'll definitely chime in at some point.
Well, yeah. I'm going to do, it's, okay, so some rich people paid this dude who was, like, a little sketchy, had built a somewhat experimental submersible that definitely broke some of the rules of submersible building. They went down. And then, so they went down there, like, last Sunday, and maybe like five people or so, and like one of these billionaire sons who didn't want to go, they went down there. They were going to see the Titanic and spend some time there, hang out. I don't know, maybe eat dinner like James Cameron. But anyway, happened. They lost power and they were basically like underwater, and the whole world was saying like, what's going on? Like, what is this? are we going to be able to rescue them? If their power's out, they only have this much air. So we've got like 72 hours or something like that. A couple days went by. They were like, yeah, they're fucking dead. There's no way. We found some parts. We found some parts. And the weird thing was about it. Yeah, James Cameron talked about it because everybody's like, oh, he's an expert on submarining down to the Titanic, which he is, I guess.
Which he is because that's his hyperfixation.
Yeah. But the weird thing is that the world kind of celebrated and laughed in this moment that these people died because they were rich and did a dumb thing, I guess. Like, he had a lot of successful missions down there with that same craft, I've heard. But
he had... who you talking about?
The guy who built the thing. Whoever built the
All right, I have a
submersible. Oh, but anyway, the I weird thing was.
Details to fill in.
But hold on, I feel like we don't need to. Do we don't need to no, like, we don't, fill the
no,
audience we don't, in?
No. There's just a few things that I feel like would enhance the
I want to do like a post. What do you call it? Like, after something happens, like an analysis.
A commentary. Like, okay. Respect. Why? Just like an overall. Okay. Respect.
Basically, right. More step back. Like some people think that they're. I wish my brother would get on here, but he said that people at his work are like, everybody's saying it's a conspiracy to distract us from other shit.
It's not. No. It's not. This is.
But yeah.
You weren't done with your analysis, were you? Or
that's it. No. I think that's what we need to do. Like, okay, so like, what did you find fascinating about it? How did you get How did you get sucked into it initially, and then you went down like sort of like a lot of like research holes, like maybe watched a lot of. What do you think it was about this that pulled you in the way it did?
Well, so. People aren't imploding regularly at all because because
yeah, we should say that they think that they you told me this the other day that within an hour and a half of them going down there on Sunday that their thing failed and that their ship imploded.
So
and it what, and James Cameron heard it on his radar. James Cameron was listening in and he was like, yeah, they're dead. And then he went on TV and he was pretended like they still had a chance to live even though he heard them implode.
No, he didn't.
That's what you told me.
Now you're just lying.
That's what you told me the other day.
Now I have to wait. Pinpoint on what I was about to say. I have to explain myself right now to the people. Okay. That is never what I said. James Cameron was down there Sunday night in his submarine with his boy. They were chilling. They came back up. They heard everything had happened. Now, the deep submergence community is very, very small. So all this information was immediately flying. Like, hey, the Titan went down there at about an hour and 45 minutes in. And all of a sudden they lost contact. And not only did they lose contact, they lost everything. Nothing. Everything went completely black. And yeah, that has happened before, but this was a little different. Why? Because not only could they not like pinpoint them in any way, which was kind of unheard of, especially at the location that they were at when they were down there, like the feet, however many feet they were down there. God, you're right. That dab fucking got me. Wait. I know what I was saying. Fuck. What the fuck was I saying?
We can't rewind the tape. They were going down there. I don't actually.
No, shit. Wait. What? You were accusing me of something. Oh, James Cameron knew. Oh, no.
Yeah,
the implosion sound. They heard the implosion sound, like the deep submarine community. Everyone heard it on their radars.
Exactly.
And so James Cameron did not hear it in the moment because he was down there. But they all knew this information. And James Cameron, like the good man he is, he knew all this shit happened. But what was he waiting on? The U.S. Coast Guard to officially wrap up their investigation, sure. which they prolonged for no reason.
Okay.
They prolonged that for like 5 days because they were not treating it like a search and rescue mission. They were treating it as just a search and rescue mission. They weren't treating it like, hey, these people are already dead. They didn't go straight down to the Titanic immediately. They're looking out the water. They're combing shit out. Like, bro, they were directly down there? Because they found the starport. They found all this shit.
Yeah, right, so there. Yeah. You're telling me that James, he was under some sort of law. He was abiding by the law and waiting for their official announcement.
So technically, I don't understand
why what you said is different from what I described. Of course, I know he wasn't actually listening to the explosion or the implosion live, but I'm saying he heard it when he came up, and the whole community
he never said to people.
I know he never said it, but he knew it. He went on TV and he was like, he knew that they heard the implosion, and so yeah. I actually didn't watch his interview. No. Was he like,
that was the point in which we disagreed from this point, because he never went on any interview until after their official report was done, because he was not going to lie to the people.
Okay. I thought the time of them officially announcing it, and I swear I saw him on TV before.
No, but he admitted to knowing that it happened, but he was like, hey, sorry guys, I couldn't tell you before. I knew this happened within the minute I popped up from my submarine on Father's Day with my bro. Like,
so do you think the implosion is the fascinating? I'm trying to think if there's any one thing in this story that is the reason why it was so popular, but I think there's a lot of different things in it.
The draw for this is the fact that it's the definition of a capitalist thinking, okay, I'm going to take over the ocean. I'm going to make profit off of people doing deep sea tourism. You know, I'm trying to make this, anyone can go down there. He's making it cheap, trying to build a clientele. He's like, hell yeah, I'm going to make all this money from people going and da 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 da. And this is also what? Fueling his desire to eventually build like some form of like vessel or home for people to live in down under the sea. That was also another one of his goals. Like, yes, he wanted this submarine to just like make him money so people could go down there. But he's also trying to build a civilization.
That is funny. So I didn't even hear about that this guy was like an eccentric, like sort of like utopian, aqua utopian. I don't know if he's trying to build a utopia. I guess he's putting words in his mouth. But he's trying to build an underwater civilization, which I think is pretty cool and necessary.
That sounds cool in theory. Like, it would be cool to go down a couple thousand feet, but the issue is, for one, you would have to think there would need to be some form of an anchorage system down below that would hold you in place, or else you're forever continually floating. And also, you would only be able to successfully, like, at least with our technology currently, you would only be able to successfully live down there like a couple thousand feet down, without you having to, like, the vessel can only withstand so much pressure. Like, where the point in which they were down when the Titan imploded, I think they were about like 8,000 to 10,000 feet down, if I remember correctly. Don't quote me on that, but they had already been down 16,000 feet 10 times, or at least had attempted to. So all the pressure over and over, granted, they used carbon, which was not something you should do in the first place. But either way, they kept pushing this vessel over and over and over again, and it imploding. If you had a vessel down there 24/7 under so much pressure, it would eventually implode as well.
Current technology. But okay, I'm sorry. I'm getting ahead. Do you think so? It was the fact that this guy was eccentric and like just trying to be like an underwater capitalist, and then he got other people who are like, basically, you know, just rich people who have benefited from the capitalist system go with this capitalist, and then they do something stupid and they die, and that's why everybody thinks they can laugh at it.
essentially, they like, they think it's funny. They think it's funny that, well, because he was extreme anyways. The deep submergence community didn't, yes, he had people who supported him, but what he was doing was very controversial. It was a frontier, of course. Like, the ocean is a frontier. It is.
This guy, would you say this guy is the Elon Musk of the sea?
Well,
do you think Elon Musk has a better reputation than this guy?
Elon Musk, actually, he does have a better. His satellites like make up.
Yeah, his space shit is actually fine. Yeah,
actually, okay. I can't lie to you. He tends to go like, you know, he has the difference between what he's doing and what this man was attempting to do is Elon Musk has certain things he has to do. Like, there's certain people that have to check him for what he's. There's someone in a spacecraft.
It's a bad comparison.
They're checking. No. It's a good comparison it's a great comparison because. No. Let me. You're right.
No, he's different. He's different. He's like. He's not Elon Musk. He's this weirdo doing like experimental shit with no oversight. He's like almost. I don't know. I'm sorry. It's almost like a bad guy in like a superhero movie.
Elon Musk is still fucking, in retrospect, not a good individual. I mean, especially because of where his money came
like
from.
Controversial anyway. And shit like that.
Yeah,
basically like a hyper capitalist. You know, exactly. And he's trying to colonize Mars. I see his goals to colonize Mars is similar to this guy's goals to colonize the bottom of the ocean.
So Grimes wants to. This is a total side note. Grimes wants to die on Mars.
Oh no,
die on Mars. Like, so of course he's got to build that civilization. Like, you know, for his bae. You know, I mean,
they're broken up. Because,
no, I think it's their forever thing because she said some ominous shit. Like, we're done, but like, we're connected. You know, they had two children. Their second one was via surrogacy.
They're always going to see each other, I guess.
No, you don't understand. They're connected on some alien shit, for sure. It's like some extraterrestrial, like, the way she was talking about their love, like, it transcended, like, it transcended space type energy, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I think he's willing to do what it takes. But yeah, this creator of OceanGate, there was no one checking anything. You know, anyone who spoke out against what he was doing, they would just fire him. Just straight up.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, it does sound like
Elon Musk a little bit. So, I don't know.
No, exactly. You know? So, okay. I was saying, like, yeah, like, yeah, I would right. I would agree with you. The only difference, the reason why this dude wasn't successful and Elon Musk was, is because there are certain set regulations in place to where Elon Musk can't take certain shortcuts. And this guy could. This guy could take certain shortcuts.
Because it was international waters.
And he wasn't certified in any way. This man wasn't certified in any way, but he was still able to conduct this experimental submarine bullshit.
So would you have done it if your dad was a rich billionaire?
Well, it's a good thing I don't have a dad. No. See, when you don't have a dad, like, it doesn't matter. Like, but I like the reaction every time. But no, but if I
feel
did
like my
have
dad would have taken me down to the Titanic for his job, and he would have been like, "We're going."
Not have went because I have a fear of the ocean. I don't have a fear of the ocean. I love swimming. I love doing all that shit. But I could never. You would never catch me that. Like, no.
That far down.
Hell no. I'd be thinking about implosion the whole time. So, do you know when I told you that I thought, like, maybe for, like, a fraction of a second, I thought, like, they kind of noticed what was happening or whatever? Apparently, it takes 4 nanoseconds for the spine to register there's a problem, and what was happening was in 2 nanoseconds. Ooh. I still think it's bullshit. Like yes, I know they didn't feel it, but you can't sit here and tell me they did not know what was happening, because you want to know what the creator of OceanGate said. Huh. He said, when it starts to fail, it starts to crackle. He said this, they did a documentary last year on him, and he's like, yeah, it starts to crackle and it makes a warning sound and it lets you know, like, hey, like, something is about to happen. So they definitely heard.
I'd say there's at least, crackle. What do you say, 3 to 10 seconds of crackle.
Oh, for sure. Everyone got out their last few seconds. Like, it was definitely a few moments of chaos, for sure.
Oh, my God.
For sure.
Yeah, I don't believe that. You are right. There's too many things in this story that are entertaining.
Yeah.
Implosion, which, yeah, you're right. People don't implode.
People don't implode. Why? Because people use engineering and physics and logistics.
I'm sure they have. In the past, in different submarine situations, you know, I'm sure there have been implosions, many of them, but it's not so common.
No,
it's one of the most rare deaths.
For sure. And not to mention God James Cameron again, but as he so pointed out, when you were down in a submarine at this point, and, you know, our knowledge of that shit, that should not be your concern when you are going down that far, is implosion or your vessel itself. That should never be your thought. The thing you should be concerned about is getting caught up in the underwater currents, you know, getting caught up in
You're suddenly like an expert in you know what? These guys, if I was down there.
I'm just telling you, they if anything, they should have been concerned about getting smacked into the fucking propellers or some shit like that. But no, they fucking imploded.
Jokers were unregulated.
They were insanely unregulated. And
us in the deep sea community were laughing at them.
I am now a part of the deep sea community all of a sudden. Like, I have now entered. I am now one of them.
What does it take?
We know. That's what I'm saying. What does it take? Like, what? I'll just go down like a couple, like what?
No, I think
just casually go down.
I think it's just a mindset, really.
I think it's a head.
It's like salt life, sort of.
Salt life, fuck yeah. I'm just gonna get it. I'm just gonna get it on a bumper sticker. Deep submerger. That's
going deep. Sorry, I forgot what you were saying.
So just to touch back on the basis of, we know that they were in complete disarray their last few moments of life, and people keep trying to say, no, they were fine. Bro, not only did they drop some banister shit, I can't remember what it was, but they dropped something that you wouldn't drop unless it was an insanely last digit, like just the last thing on your mind. James Cameron, I think he forgot.
You mean they were trying to they were trying to make the submarine lighter to float back up.
Yes.
So they were
cutting
major, like, important, expensive things just to try to like float back up.
So what ended up happening is as they're descending, for one, this thing had already had a lot of water ingress, which means, you know, like micro tears had occurred on the submarine. Mm-hmm. And so water had slowly started to seep into it. Well, that's understandable. Like, of course that happened. Why? Because this submarine had already went up and down in that water about 10 times successfully. And of course, you know, we already know they did other tests where they were going down to certain depths, whatever. Mm-hmm. But still, this submarine was being pushed to the limit, and they kept over and over and over again making repairs on the same vessel, not just buying and not just creating
just
a new
getting
one.
Some so flex seal and just like
literally
some...
they're putting their Phil Swift gave them flex seal, they slapped it on. And so then what ended up happening on this last trip or attempted trip to the Titanic, they didn't even make it to the Titanic. What ended up happening is as they're descending, the pressure, well, as we know, like the micro tears, all this shit had already occurred over time. Mm-hmm. As they're descending, the hole, everything, it starts to, as he pointed out, because of the carbon fiber, when you're descending, it shrinks in about a quarter of an inch. He said the submarine shrinks in about a quarter of an inch. And he said the reason why he made the submarine is because the carbon fiber can did it. Long story short, he's trying to save fucking money. So...
carbon fiber, I'll be honest, sounds like a good thing for a submarine to be made up in my mind as a non expert. Nah. You know?
Nope, you're wrong. Like carbon fiber and is that's strong. Why you would be down there. You would be down there with them.
I'd be imploded. I'd be like, you dude, would be imploded. The carbon fiber thing is fucking clutch. This rules.
I see you down there right now. Boom. Yeah, bro. Like. So what ended up happening is it started to, as they're descending, you know, it shrunk in a little, and that's when they start to hear that crackle. And that's when he's like, oh, fuck. So he's like, we need to get up fast. So what he's trying, and at that point, I'm sorry, it's already over. There's no way you can ascend high enough at that point. The amount of pressure that was on that vessel, they literally described it as the Empire State Building being on top of you, made out of lead from all sides, from all points. So, so that's why I'm telling you it's completely unrealistic for at least a couple hundred more. I just don't see it happening where humanity can go down that. Anyway, I'm getting ahead of
myself. Well, I mean, the deaths would be insane for sure. Like
the death rate would be crazy. You would like, have to really be built different, literally, physically. I don't think we can undergo that many thousands of years of evolution as quickly as we would need it.
Well, we just haven't, you know, we have no experience down there, very little experience. We could figure something out, but the point is this dude was saying, like, okay, when the sun burns out, whenever, I mean, maybe the sun burns out, but if we ruin the environment on the Earth's surface, photosynthetic based, like based around the sun and all that stuff, it'll be all fucked up here, and down on the ocean floor, it'll be basically exactly the same as if nothing happened, because they're chemosynthetic.
They
wouldn't be affected. Yeah. There are these animals that live off of the heat coming out of the core of the Earth from the deep ocean events. And there's a whole ecosystem that's based around that heat. And so heat for energy, of course. We eat those deep ocean crabs and jellyfish and other weird, scary things. And we survive and we love it. And that's our new life down there at the bottom of the sea.
That would be crazy to think that. So the only thing that I could think of is that in this scenario, we would have to be on the bottom of the sea floor or very close to it. Because for one, to avoid any type of reaction that would occur from, like, for example, something catastrophic occurring on the surface of the Earth, you would have to be so far down. I would imagine you would have to be, if not, or very close to the seafloor. So,
yeah, you got to be on the seafloor.
So, I'm unsure what man-made material.
Well, yeah, I mean,
could survive.
Yeah, why are you being so close-minded? You don't think that we can build? You don't believe in the? You don't believe in the power of the mind of Mancia?
So I feel like, actually, I believe we could, because I'm not necessarily too familiar with space and how the space station works, actually. So maybe I am being close-minded. Maybe you're right.
I think, yeah, like they say that we know more about space than the bottom of the Earth, because, or the bottom of the ocean, because not only is the ocean difficult, but it's because we're like, we know what's down there. It's just not as exciting as space, and so less budget has been given to, like, sea excursions, deep sea excursions, things like that. So I just feel like it's like, if we made it a priority, we could start developing technologies to get down there more easily.
And
so I do support this guy's mission, because even though he was like a hyper capital, do you want to have like a hyper capitalist community under the ocean? Like, was his society going to be capitalist?
Well, of course it was. It's anything based in that. It's if its roots are based in capitalism, they're always going to. That's the same with, oh god, that's the
I
same
just
with
think
anything.
Like, I would probably have a tube worm based economy.
A tube worm based, elaborate,
those are,
please.
Those are the animals that live off of the deep ocean vents. That's like one of the main, like, they
tube worms.
Yeah, Google tube worms.
Tube worms.
They look like, they look like, I don't really know, kind of like flowers.
Huh.
Like fleshy flowers coming out of fleshy flower dicks coming out of like a dirty gray tube.
God, what they look like.
And we would eat those. We would eat the tube worms. We would have fields of tube worms. I mean, we would have to, and we would be like, yummy. We'd be like, I love tube worm. It's my favorite. I'm going to get it for my birthday
today. Yeah, we would think.
Me and the girls are going to go out to the big pod. I don't know what you call it. Like, there'd be like a series of different, like,
the big zone.
Different underwater pods. We're going to go down. We're going to go to the main pod and get fried tube worms, get fucked up on jellyfish. Tequila.
Well, since this is a capitalist-based society, we would naturally we would deplete our our resources of these tube worms. We would essentially eradicate them. Well, and then we would just die.
Why do you think that we're gonna make the same mistakes we made up here down there? Exactly. If we have I know what you mean, like history always repeats itself, but the fucked up earth above would hopefully have taught us a lesson renewable resources and how to like make things so that they can be used every year and every season.
You know, we're not learning anything. All right,
so we are, but might be too late. But I do think we are.
So now I have a hypothetical for you. Would you rather take your chances down below in the sea, or are you going to space?
Wow. That's a really interesting would you rather.
So, let's assume in this scenario that you can supposedly successfully exist down under the water for some form of time. It's actually plausible in this hypothetical.
I think it's possible. We would just have to have like pressurized chambers, you know. We would have to create the environments that we could survive in. Like, are you saying that like when Jimmy Cameron is down there, on his submersible, Jack? In the ballroom of the Titanic.
The ballroom of the Titanic.
Pulls down the ballroom, pulls down his pants.
Oh my god, no, wait. When he's down there.
He has like a little like sort of like canister that he puts his jizz into, and then he somehow jizzes on the deck. He gets his jizz onto the actual ballroom.
He's definitely attracted. Like, something's going on.
Sorry. I forgot what I was asking.
you started thinking about James Cameron down there.
James Cameron's semen. For some reason, I think it's important that he wants to get the semen and onto the actual, like, ship. He needs some sort of device to get the semen out
and
there.
How we tie this back is...
Well, okay.
He would have to think in his mind, okay, how can I actually go out here into the ocean itself? Like, because we'd have to extract these tube worms somehow. We would have to find some type of material to be able to walk out into the water to get the tube worms and for James Cameron to
we would need insane suits
into the ballroom.
We would need insane suits or just little ships. But little tiny,
am I being
like,
closed-minded when I say this isn't gonna work? I don't know.
we just haven't thought of it all yet. But my question is, Jimmy Cameron, when he's down there for a long time, like, is he under pressure, and is he like, if he stayed down there indefinitely, people just kept bringing him food and taking away his poop. Is he cool, or is that dangerous for you to be down there? Like, is it like space?
So, So,
I mean, there's still gravity.
Wait. That's actually insanely interesting because people have been out in space for quite some time. Yeah,
definitely. But I'm saying, is there anything to do with the pressure?
So, but I know right now,
the problem with space shit, the problem with being in space for too long is that you're not using your muscles, and because of your floating, and so your bones and your muscles start to atrophy. And so it's kind of just really unhealthy. Even though they work out as much as they can, the no gravity thing is a big deal. But down in the submarine, you got gravity. So I'm not sure what is the like, if we were to create environments that were pressurized like the submarines are now, we wouldn't have to have any special adaptations to live down there. It would just be very dangerous whenever your underwater habitat implodes. I mean, you're fucking dead. It's not like a small problem.
Apparently the nanoseconds or whatever, you don't notice, right? Whatever.
I know. I have been thinking about that. I think that's a thing a lot. I think you're right. That is one of the things that is fascinating about this story, is thinking about what it would be like to implode. I imagine like the carbon fiber walls of the ship just crushing me in every direction. And I'm like, And I guess I would just like see sort of like my head sort of smearing or something. I don't know. What would I see? Nothing.
The maybe. Jeff Bezos controller like hitting your head. You know, like the last thing you see is this controller produced in some factory that only cost you $30.
They don't think it was the controller failing that did this, right? It was just the ship.
No,
it was just the structure of the ship. I didn't know if it was like a domino effect. Like,
so actually, this reminded me. So James Cameron, not to mention Jimmy Cameron, he was like being interviewed, and I think he kind of for a second forgot he was being recorded, because he like started getting really angry talking about this OceanGate dude. And he's like, well, you know, start talking about, you know, the fact that it imploded, and that, you know, it couldn't withstand the carbon, you know, after all this, however many fucking times. He's like, well, he's like, they knew, you know, like right when they were doing it. He's like, they definitely had plenty of warning. Yeah, it was crackling or making all that, like, you know, like he was sitting there like, yeah, they suffered for a few moments. They had extreme emotional duress because they knew. They knew for a fact that this was not going to be withstandable. This was not going to be able to.
The question is did the captain of the ship tell them? Like, because, like, as a passenger, you don't know. You know,
so here's
what I mean?
The thing. I think when you start to hear, if you are in a metal
tube, I know whenever I
and you
hear
start
the carbon
to hear
fiber,
it crackle.
I know when I hear the carbon fiber crackling, I know something's fucked.
I'm telling you, yeah, he could have sat there and tried to be like, okay, I'm going to be calm and like maybe let their last few moments be at peace. Like, oh, they're going to think they're going to see the Titanic. And yeah, they're going to see the Titanic, but just not. They're going to see the Titanic in spirit because their body parts will be down there. But anyways, that was a bit morbid of me. But no, for sure, they heard that crackle.
They were on their way down, though. They weren't like, they didn't like fall on top of the Titanic, right?
So bits and pieces of of the Titan submersible did fall onto the Titanic.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yes, they
physically
pretty freaking
made close.
It. They made it. Well, yeah,
they
because they were
it.
Descending
wow.
directly down on top.
My
so
God.
when they imploded, and then, you know, it turned into an explosion, because obviously it went in, it needs to go out as well. And when it exploded, there was a few pockets of debris fields. And some of those items, like, for example, one thing they saw completely was, like, part of the port. The way it imploded, imploded, like, in, like, a huge chunk. So it was able to successfully just float all the way down there. But, like, you know, like, their body parts and things like that. If they survived, which I think
they're
no
still
pieces.
Down there.
No, what do you mean? All the
fish
ate them.
I mean, no, I think they survived the implosion.
Yeah.
I think,
for sure.
I heard one of those billionaires was like on some David Blaine shit, and he's able to like withstand that pressure just sort of like
by
sheer like mind, the will of his mind.
And you know how, like, they would, like, show you, like, in the old videos, like, oh, like, look at the magic trick. And they're like, and this is how we did it. Like, all of a sudden, like, David, like, he had, like, a whole crew down there, too, who, like, somehow successfully took him out of the submarine, extracted him before the implosion, and brought him up to the surface.
Oh, are you talking about that show that showed you all the magician's secrets?
Yeah, that's what happened. Like, he ended up just being able to, like, somehow get out of the submarine and, like...
No, this is, like, not a trick. This is not a trick. This is
not a trick.
Okay, I'm sorry. That was just a flight of fancy. I don't believe that they're still down there. I'm sorry, audience.
According to conspiracy theorists, you know. So actually, my friend is a conspiracy theorist, and actually is a
source. He thinks they're all still alive.
It's a source.
They were trying to unalive themselves.
Of conversation. Yeah.
They were trying to unalive themselves to become, take themselves off them. They're like Bitcoin, crypto. Sort of like moguls, and now they can do all their whole life is crypto. Everything is a secret. They don't exist. Their money doesn't exist. They needed to die dramatically on this submarine, so everyone thought they're definitely dead.
Like, they're definitely, like, they had to pick the most outrageous shit ever. Like,
yeah, like, hide in plain sight.
Perfect. Yeah.
That's an interesting theory.
You think he's actually already existing in his capitalist utopian society down under the sea now? Like,
down under.
He's down there.
Is he
right
Australian?
Now, like, fuck no. Okay. I'm just saying he's down under the ocean. He's probably British. No, I think he's like some American.
Yeah, trying to make an underwater society.
He's trying to make
living off the keep. Yeah, gonna eat some tea worms. Fry up some tea worms. no big deal.
Oh no, he's down under. they're down there right now. Just
putting up tube worm. Hey, you want another tube dog? You put the tube worms on like a hot dog bun.
Hell yeah. So the only type of bun that can survive down there is actually the McDonald's bun. It's the only thing that can survive for that long.
Is that actually a fact? Are you out of Flight of Fantasy right now?
Okay, so that was a joke, but also, have you seen, there's this little old lady, and it's this video, I'll send it to you, but she's just some cute old lady, and she's like, ha ha ha, I kept this McDonald's burger in this box for a decade. Let's open it, guys.
I've seen that.
And yeah, she opened it, and the bun is just perfect.
Yeah, so, I have seen. Yeah. I've seen videos like that where, like, people have kept, like, fries for 10 years. Sometimes they start looking a little ragged, but mostly not bad.
Not like would eat.
Yeah, it looks like it's like maybe been out for a day and it's fine. Oh, but
like, hey, like, I've already eaten this before, right? Like, this is fine. This is cool. Yeah, that's for sure what they're doing right now at the bottom of the ocean. They're just eating their McDonald's buns and their tapeworms.
So next time, I don't know. So do we have anything else to say about this submersible? I was trying to get my brother to get on here.
I'm sure he's
like, yeah, I'll be recording. And I said, yeah, right now, get on. This was
the pressure
5 minutes ago. I think he's probably honestly trying to get high before he gets on. And that's probably taking up a lot of time. Should we wait for him?
We could wait for him. We could wait it out. But what if it's not even happening?
What's the next topic?
The next topic.
He would have wanted to talk submersible, so maybe when he comes back, he'll have something to say. But if he says anything we've said, we'll say, said it already.
Said it already, sorry. Already, we covered a huge portion.
Covered it.
Been done. Been handled. You know? What?
Anything
so
else in the
apparently,
news,
wait,
the
wait.
Media.
So apparently, have you heard? I don't know if this is hearsay, if this is true, what's going on. Apparently, I don't know if this is true. This man who worked in the CIA has been coming out. He's saying, I have seen extraterrestrial life. I have seen the UFO spaceships. I have we have physically pulled these extraterrestrial beings out of these spaceships when they have crashed into the Earth. I have seen an alien.
I actually didn't hear anything directly, but I've heard people talk about it.
So, yeah, so he's been going on video. He's been, like, going around to all these news sources.
What are his credentials? Like, what was he?
So he says that he worked in the CIA.
Okay.
And that he quit and that he resigned and that he doesn't care about if he, like, dies or whatever. He's like, I'm just going to say this because I'm tired. This is bullshit. Now, I don't know, I know barely any information on this. This was like a quick hearing, a passing. Someone was like, did you hear?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah. Like,
so this is secondhand. Right now? What you're telling me now is secondhand from someone who heard the original thing.
And they told me.
So this is like fifth hand exactly. Information to the audience.
Sorry. And this person clearly was a conspiracy theorist. Well, this is one of my friends who okay. I recently hung out with. I went hiking with. So my friend is I clearly am around a lot of conspiracy theorists. And they were like, yeah, and this is distracting from the submarine right now. Like, it's being distracted from because of the submarine. And
the submarine is the distraction from the alien thing?
That's what they said.
I mean,
and then I asked them, I said, what, is there any other information about this? Like, any other details? And they're like, that's all I know. And I'm like, really? Like, you sound like, that's it. And yeah, but they said that's all they knew at that moment in time, but they sounded passionate.
So. Yeah. Do you think it's possible? You don't know, but do you think that, have you heard how, like, they say the government does feed misinformation to people so that it's just kind of like throw all kinds of shit out there so you don't know what's real and what's not, so when you come across a real fact you treat it like of all the other fake facts?
Exactly. Like, you're like, like, is this true? Like,
I think
they're trying to avoid mass hysteria for sure.
So you believe this guy?
No. I don't necessarily believe him? This So this, no, I don't know. I haven't seen this. I know nothing about this. And also,
Google this, and I'll take a look in this guy's eyes, and I'll tell you what I think.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, look in this CIA
UFO guy. That's what I Googled.
I'm gonna go run and grab my charger, and in that time, hopefully you will have found information. I'll be back.
Evidence seized by CIA. Let me see it. Hold on.
I'll be back.
I'm not seeing it. Okay. All right, folks. I'm looking for anything new. Military whistleblower claims that U.S. has UFO retrieval program. Military and intelligence veterans is blowing the whistle on what he claims is a secret UFO retrieval program controlled by the U.S. This is on News Nation. I don't know about that. Site. I'm going to go with New York Magazine. Ex-Pentagon UFO whistleblower. Government hiding alien tech. Okay. Let's see if they got a picture of this guy. Do I trust him? There's no good picture of him. Where is he? Let's see. What's the name of this guy? Harry Reid. No, wait. No.
Is there an update?
David Charles Grush. Okay, that's this guy's name. Okay.
All right. What's going on with the man? Like, is this...
David Crown. Okay, I'm going to look at a picture of him. Huh. This guy's lying to us. I took one look at this guy.
One look. And that's what sucks, is that it's always so obvious. anything related to the aliens, man. You just give
when I look one at this guy, look. He kind of looks like an alien. He's got sort of the Elon Musk hair, and a sort of Elon Musk sort of face to him, but more that's smooth. He's like a smooth, hunkier. I want to say, Elon. And
this description is interesting. Okay,
when I look at him. Have you pulled him up?
I'm gonna look at him right now. What's his name?
David Charles Grush. Here we are. Also knew the spelling of his name.
What's the last name?
Grush. It's like G-R-U-S-H.
God, that's a whistleblower claims.
So,
wait, but you were right in your description of him.
Looks a little bit like Elon Musk, right?
But he does.
A smooth, hunky Elon Musk. Like, he's maybe, like, I want to say this guy is, 44 or something like that.
The word hunky is interesting.
I think he's got a thickness to him. That's I'm like chunky. I want to say more boxy.
Maybe husky.
I want to say, but Elon would you say Elon is husky?
Elon,
he's musky.
Burly. He's burly. I don't know. Not burly. Burly's. I feel like burly can be used in a good way. No, he's like a blob. Wait, that's not the problem. Sorry, that wasn't a good.
Anyway, this dude. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for calling him a hunk, I guess. I don't know.
A sore subject, I guess.
But this guy, don't you see, when I look at this guy, I can picture him. I immediately age him back to the age 5 in my mind.
Immediately, yeah.
And what I see is, I saw an alien last night. Yeah, it was in our yard. I communicated with them. It was crazy. Yeah, I really saw it. Nobody else was up. It was, you know what I mean?
I swear to you guys, I saw it.
There was
it
a ship, and I went on the ship, and they said they took me on and showed me all the alien technology, and it was
totally real. I saw it too.
I was like, this is legit.
Dude found those TikToks of those people teaching you how to make DMT, and he went and he made it. He got all the ingredients, and that's what he saw for sure. Dude, 100% just made his own shit and just got really high. And he's like, "Wait, I swear I did that at work. I swear I saw aliens." And so he was at work when he saw those aliens. They just weren't actually there.
So do you, I think it's definitely possible. Like, there's so many crazy people who believe in aliens who have vivid experiences that they can describe. And so I think it is possible.
So
this dude has just had a psychotic break, and he's although I mean,
so I'm gonna
the Navy has confirmed that they chased things that they didn't know what it was, that kind of stuff. So I mean, I know they are chasing alien crafts.
So you think aliens have already seen Earth and assessed us in some form of way? Enough so to where our government has also noticed them.
A couple years ago they had this disclosure program, and they said they released all these videos and reports from the military that are these are things that we chased and we did not know what they were. They're not aliens for sure, but they're moving in a way that we don't understand. They evaded us. Their propulsion is unknown, things like that, you know what I mean? But they didn't call them UFOs. They call them unidentified aerial phenomena, UAPs. And so it was the announcement that they were we have chased UAPs didn't really hit as hard as if they would have said UFO, and which was kind of a rude thing for them not to just call them UFOs, because
they're just trying not to use that word.
I know, but object, I get phenomena, because they're trying to say it could just be a trick of the light or things like something that might not be an object per se. You know what I mean? I understand what they're trying to say, but anyway, they did admit to all that. And so this is not that, this is just one step further. Not only were there things we chased and didn't know, but we also found like crash shit. So I don't know.
So my thinking.
Do you believe it?
It comes. So here's what I think. I do believe there are aliens and extraterrestrial life out there. 1000%. It is. There's no way we are the only beings. But do I think they have been here? Now that is when I have two thoughts. So I would like to think that if there were other beings out there and they had the intelligence to create aircrafts that can go through space, which I completely believe that that is possible, that there are mm-hmm. other life forms that have the technology to go about space and solar systems, whatever, that could all be Jim and Dandy. But if that was true, if that existed, one, not only do I think that we would have, I'm not saying seen them clearly, because I don't think the government would want to tell anyone due to mass hysteria, but I just don't think it has happened yet, because I don't know. I feel like if that was to occur, either A, they would immediately, everyone would know about it because it would be like a global phenomenon, yeah. or maybe these life forms would be smart enough to realize like, hey, we don't know anything about these people. We don't know anything about the, like, we need to do research on them before we just like go down there. Cause humans would fucking kill them.
Yeah. We would kill them. Personally, I don't know. Personally, I do believe that aliens exist. Yes. They're out there.
Yeah.
Chances are, yes. Have they visited us? I want to believe for sure. I'm sort of on the same page as you. I feel like if they really did visit us, it would be so hard for people to keep their fucking trap shut.
No, yeah.
This guy's doing it. So, like, this is sort of evidence to us that, like, some you would want to, like, tell people. And, like, if you were this dude, you were fucking Grush, you'd be doing what Grush. and you experienced what he experienced. If he did, would you do what he's doing now? Even if you were told you, this is classified, you can't tell anybody about this. You scoop up some alien.
I'm gonna be honest.
Intestines off their fucking ship. You have recovered aliens.
So. I think if I was ever put into a position where I knew information to that degree and I wanted to tell everyone about it and I felt like everyone needed to know this, definitely I would put myself in the position where I would get so high up and I would become so reputable.
You would try to do it.
And that so many people believed me. I would try and build up my rapport as highly as possible. So then
when
I came out and told everyone, everyone would believe me.
So you're saying this guy
went about it the wrong way.
This guy doesn't have enough.
Traction.
He's not enough of a authority. He didn't get high enough in the ranks to have any credibility.
Because I'm telling you right now, like,
I don't even know what
for humanity to give a shit. For to have enough people believe you and think you're telling the truth, you either need to be polarizing in some form or fashion, or people need to they need to respect you due to your credentials. Like, unfortunately, that's the only way to get mass support or mass belief. I feel like there has to be some level of intrigue within you, because some do rant like, "Hey guys, there's aliens out here, man." I mean, yeah, I'm going to get some heads that'll turn, but who's going to sit there and believe what I'm saying? You know, like, really, like, yeah, it's good to speculate, but unless, like, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm trying to pull up a video of our boy, see if we can actually hear him talk. I don't know if there is one.
I've heard that there was an interview, and if there's not one, that would be interesting because, scrub that off?
I want to hear the words from the guy, from the Grush himself. Okay, we got an ad here. What's this ad for?
All right.
It's not.
What's being advertised on Grush?
It's an advertisement that features a UFO, believe it or not.
that would make sense, you know, like, because advertisers, it's for they have my to cue. Consent, yeah.
They want, oh, yeah. They think they just did, like, keywords, like, the keywords in this commercial is, like, UFO alien shit, and then they put it on a UFO alien video. It's insane.
Oh, for sure. They were like, you know what? Yeah, this will work.
I was fucking targeted.
Oh, for sure.
UFO wreckage recovered by the U.S.
Okay, this is 11 minutes. Let's see if I can actually get to where it is. Tonight, a world television exclusive you will only see on News Nation.
Explosive allegations from a former intelligence officer tonight and a whistleblower complaint that the inspector general is taking very seriously. 36-year-old Air Force veteran David Rush is exposing what he calls a top-secret military program that has reportedly found wreckage of fully intact UFOs. The government now calls them UAPs, or unidentified anomalous phenomena. For years, there have been whispers and rumors.
Is he going to talk? Aircraft of
non-human origin. I think she's giving us backstory first. The first
evidence it might be true. Here we go. Normally blowing the whistle on secrets he says no one has ever shared publicly.
Sitting down to the interview.
You are one of the most.
This is not him. This is the interviewer.
Former intelligence officials in the U.S. defense and intelligence establishment.
Yes, I was.
You were trusted with the most intimate secrets.
Yes.
Grush sitting down with award-winning investigative journalist Ross
Coulthard. Gave us nothing.
Reporting for News Nation and has been years reporting on the
U.S. They have to run up.
What conclusion did you come to at the end of your time on the UAP task force?
The UAP task force was refused access to a broad crash retrieval program.
When you say crash retrieval, what do you mean?
These are retrieving non-human origin technical vehicles, you know, call it spacecraft, if you will, non-human, exotic origin vehicles that have either landed or crashed.
We have spacecraft from another species.
We do, yeah.
How many?
Quite a number.
You're kidding.
No. I thought it was totally nuts, and I thought at first I was being deceived. It was a ruse. People started confiding in me. They approached me. I have plenty of current and former senior intelligence officers that came to me, many which I knew almost my whole career, that confided in me they were a part of a program. They named the program. I've never heard of it. And they told me, based on their oral testimony, and they provided me documents and other proof, that there was, in fact, a program that the UAP task force was not read into.
Rush alleges the U.S. government has recovered non-human
Hold up, real quick.
He was saying that thing I was talking about earlier, the UAP thing, where they were saying they chased down these unidentified aerial phenomena. So he was saying that was only released because somebody pushed for it, and they were like, we need to, like, but in that packet of information, relevant data would have been, oh yeah, we recovered some crashed ones too, you know, we didn't just chase them down and lose them. But they were like, yeah, they weren't allowed to include that. So like they leaked some of the information, but like kept the juicy shit for themselves.
Did you notice that, is it Grush? If did you just notice Grush just said that he had people who that is so vague. I mean, I know he has to keep it vague, but that sounds so just.
I see what you mean. Like, you're saying that people were entrusting him with information and he didn't know why.
No, he's talking like, oh, like they just wanted to, as if for some reason these people who had knowledge of these crash sites, he's not saying he saw it. He said that people showed him documented proof. Why did they want to show you?
Thinking that maybe this guy is being manipulated. I know there's a word for that where you feed misinformation to an individual. What is the word for it?
I think he's I know what you're trying to say.
A useful idiot sort of thing.
I know what you're talking about. Like
I think it's like a military tactic.
It is. No, it is. But I
this
don't
is, so think you think that so. This is you don't think like he's a vector for misinformation. He, like these I people think, who came no, up to him I, and
he's
entrusted
not
him
the truth.
No, but you he's, don't he's not, you think he's lying? Now that I've seen him and heard him talk, I'm on his side now.
No, 100% here's what in. I think. I think he's not telling the truth about, I think he's having to keep it, I think he's trying not to die. And I think he is not giving us, he doesn't sound credible because it's sounding so vague. It's sounding like, oh, my buddies who I would hang out with just randomly wanted to prove to me, like, oh, hey, aliens exist. Like, the way he's explaining
But didn't he see him for himself?
No. Based on what he just said, it sounded like he's saying... Yeah, it sounded like he was saying...
He says anything else. Has confirmed David Grush's credentials and resume. Maybe if he didn't see them himself, that's a little fishy.
He's saying he's a third party. He also tells us he's not
seen photos of the alleged craft. Oh, he has not seen photos. Extensively with other intelligence officials
who have. If you see?
Yeah, they might be feeding him misinformation.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like it sounds like they really talked it up. Has been lied
to. Like, what's the...
Yeah, there's a sophisticated disinformation campaign targeting the U.S. populace, which is extremely unethical and immoral.
You are saying to the human race, for the first time, an official intelligence representative at a high level from the U.S. government is saying publicly, we are not alone.
We're definitely not alone. Absolutely, the data points empirically that we're not alone, yeah.
Do we have bodies? Do we have species?
Well, naturally, when you recover something that's either landed or crashed, sometimes you encounter dead pilots. And believe it or not, as fantastical as that sounds, it's true.
It's also harder for people to wrap their minds around the concept.
Okay, so wait a second.
You believe him now?
So do you think he... Okay, yeah. So this sound... Okay. So do you think
he... hasn't seen him, you know.
What was his boiling point, though, that made him want to just come out? Like, because now there's no way he's employed.
Yeah,
there's no way. There's no way.
They've disavowed him or whatever.
So I want to know what occurred, and I wish
what was the impetus?
Here's what I want him to do. I want him to be able to live out his life.
I want him to be able to live out his life,
and then on his deathbed be like, okay, so I talked to so-and-so. They told me this. I want details because I believe him, but I can tell he has to only say certain things for, like, his own safety. Like, he just can't. There's a lot of things, like I believe him, but like I said, there's, I just wish, like, this could reach a more wider audience where people could take him, like, obviously people take him seriously, but there needs to be a bit more for people to really get behind him and push for this. Yeah, of course people believe him, but to push this for sure.
Because everybody watching this right now is looking at your face. Mm-hmm. They're going, is this guy for real?
I am for real. And I'm sitting here at great personal risk and obvious professional risk by talking to you today.
And just believe him. The last 10 minutes or so. God.
Yeah. Wait, hold on.
The Pentagon has released a statement to News Nation about this report. They say to date, Arrow has not discovered any verifiable information to substantiate claims that any programs regarding the possession or reverse engineering of extraterrestrial materials have existed in the past or exist currently. Arrow is committed to following the data and its investigation wherever it leads. Arrow, working with the Office of the General Counsel and the Air Force Office of Special Investigations, has established a safe and secure process for individuals to come forward with information to aid Arrow in its congressionally mandated historical review.
Okay. Well, yeah, so the Pentagon was immediately like, this dude's bogus. But
they're scared. They don't like that. They don't like that.
I do not. Okay. Know.
So what they're trying to I'm gonna be honest. I think what he's saying is true, that this does exist, and I think the Pentagon is gonna ruin this man's life. I think the government's gonna ruin this man's life for sure. They're gonna slowly do it. They're gonna be fucking inconspicuous about it. But I think if we see this man slowly deteriorate, that's how we know. That it's 100%
true. Insane. They're going to put like
yeah.
experimental like exotic alien drugs in his food that like sort of just dude, like
everything is tapped right now. Everything is fucking tapped right now. This dude's fucked. I mean, I appreciate him for saying it, but damn, dude, like I think he just needs to throw in the towel already and just come out with all the information he knows. Like he just needs to tell us. He still think
he's hiding all. Stuff. I don't know.
He, well, no, yeah, I think he's probably I hiding think he's told us a lot, like that, but yeah. but he wants to like stay right. alive, so there like he knows more information for sure. Like more information what that would convince a global audience.
He needs to pretend to die in a submersible.
Oh shit.
Then yeah. live at the bottom of the ocean in the
oh yeah.
In the hyper-capitalist society based around two worms. And then he sends all of his information to the surface from beyond the grave somehow. Like, oh, well, he releases the information the day that he implodes.
He finds the aliens in the water.
He has some sort of like thing set up that if he dies, then this information gets released, and so
it gets sent to Elon Musk's satellite. Elon Musk satellite, and yeah.
Are you trying to tie back together everything you talked about?
Yes, everything. Yeah.
And I don't remember anything else we talked about.
That was it. We covered it all. That was a perfect wrap up.
Good episode.
Great episode.
Zach never got on. So shout out and, Zach. Yeah.
Shout out that man.
Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for doing the pod.
Dude, we'll thanks do for another having one. Me. This was great. Yeah, for sure.
We'll do
for
another sure. one in the future. Yeah, I promised lots of pods to the audience, and they've been hounding me about it. Nah, JK. Nobody's been hounding me.
No, they haven't. I believe it.
All right. Well. All
right. Hell thanks, yeah. That's all, folks.
For coming. Actually, I got the perfect song to.
You got a good outro.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's it. Thanks, Ronnie, for being here.
Thanks for having me on this submersible, guys. Oh no, I think I'm imploding.
I think I'm gonna let it play Please. Out for a little while. Yeah. You gotta stay on or else it'll cut out. So you gotta listen.
No, I was planning on it. Celine Dion lulling us to sleep on our submersible before we implode. Across the distance and spaces between us. Hey, spaceships between us.
She did kind of say spaceships
between us. Wherever that submersible is right now, 16,000 feet under. Come on, Celine, do it. Say it. My heart will go. She about to hit us with it. We're being teased right now. Come on, Celine, hit us with that chorus.
That's it. That whistle. What, you want to hear like the end? You want to hear like the big chorus?
No, that was perfect. Hold on.
Here we go. It's like going here down. It is.
Jack and Rose are on the boat. Jack's falling down. This was the sound James Cameron heard when the submarine imploded. This is what Jimmy Cameron heard.
Damn, it's crazy too, because like the ship sinking is kind of like a slow-mo version of implosion. like the water rushing in. I'm seeing
exactly
the music video has like water rushing in.
Oh no, damn, they dang.
And the pod will go and, on and yeah. on.
And on. That's all, right. all folks.
Thanks. That's all. Bye.
Bye.